Thank you very much for tuning in to this radio station, and those of you who are listening on the internet, we welcome you. My name is Vernon Joynes, and today we're going to be discussing our third in a series of lessons on baptism. We have discussed the mode of baptism and who should be baptized, and today we conclude this study with the purpose of baptism. Why be baptized? Different religious groups will answer this question in many different ways. One says, it's the outward sign of the inward grace. Another would say that we should be baptized because we are already saved. Yet another group will teach that baptism is to make one a member of that particular denomination. And some will say that you don't need to be baptized, while others will declare that you can't be saved without it. Now, since we have so many different ideas on this, what does God have to say about it? That's also important. In God's teaching, is it so indistinct that we are left in the darkness, have to guess about this? Surely not. Then, let us look at the Bible for the answer to the question, why be baptized? We are to be baptized, first of all, to obey the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says that we can't be saved without obedience. It is strange indeed that man, in all his discussions of the necessity of baptism, seems to have forgotten that the Lord Jesus Christ has commanded it. And there are even those who say, well, it's not a commandment. But it is. It's a commandment of the Lord. And the inspired Apostle Peter also commanded it. Let's look at some of the scriptures. It is strange that some people just choose to ignore what the Lord has commanded. And when he told the apostles to go preach the gospel to every creature, he added, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. They had to preach this. They were disobedient to the Lord if they didn't preach this. In Mark 16 and verse 16, this was never taught by inspired men as an optional part of what we're to do. It's not an optional part of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus still asked, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? In Luke 6:46, how can one seriously refer to Jesus as his Lord while rejecting what the Lord commands? When the apostles went forth preaching the gospel of Christ, they preached baptism in the name of Jesus Christ or by his authority. When people believed their preaching and asked what to do, the answer was given by the Lord. He said, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto or for the remission of your sins, in Acts 2:38. Now, bear in mind that what the Holy Spirit said through the apostles was the will of the Lord. Notice that was a command, again, as we made mention a moment ago, in Acts 10 and verse 48. Listen to this. He commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So, why would this be listed as a command if it's not a command? When the Lord sent Ananias to tell Saul what to do in order that he might be saved, in Acts 9 and verse 6, he told him, and now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. If one desires to obey Christ, he will be baptized. The Lord commands it. Be baptized to be united with the Lord. If we believe that Jesus is the Christ, our Savior, we will want to be united with him, won't we? But how? Are you ignorant that all who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Romans 6:3. Now, the same thought is found in Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ did put on Christ. You know, if the question were to arise, how many of you have put on Christ? Well, I can tell you exactly how many have put on Christ. The same number of those that were baptized into Christ. There is no other action found in the Bible that puts one into the Lord Jesus Christ but we are baptized into Christ. Only two verses, but one would be enough, but only two verses make that statement. When questioned about their preaching of Jesus in Acts 4, Peter and John replied, "And none other is their salvation. For neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men whereby we must be saved." If one seeks to be in Christ, he will be baptized. He won't resist it. He won't argue about it. But he'll simply obey what the Lord has commanded. And what a blessing result. God hath blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Well, how are you going to get spiritual blessings? Well, you have to be baptized into Christ because that's where all spiritual blessings are. And again, Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10 of the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. Why be baptized? Because salvation and all spiritual blessings are for those who are in Christ, and we are baptized into Jesus Christ. We are to be baptized to become a child of God. What a privilege to be one of God's children. No greater blessing is bestowed than this blessing of being a child of God and the things that are promised to His children. God has revealed the truth in so many ways in the New Testament, but it all agrees and all says the same thing. John exclaims, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are." 1 John 3 and verse 1. How do we become a part of God's family? Romans 8:14 says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God." The Spirit of God leads, and He leads through the words which He teaches. 1 Corinthians 2. Verses 11 through 13. And when we are guided by that word, we are then the children of God. And Paul writes in Galatians 3 of the promise God made to Abraham. And this promise goes all the way back to the 12th, the 18th, and the 22nd chapters of Genesis. In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And then he declares, seed which is Christ. It wasn't plural, but it was singular. Seed, which is Christ, in verse 16 of Galatians 3. As he continues his reasoning about Jesus Christ and the fulfillment of God's promises, he says in verse 26 and 27, "For ye are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ did put on Christ. Only those who are in Christ are the children of God. And by faith, we are baptized into Jesus Christ." We are baptized in order to be born again. When Nicodemus came to Jesus, the Lord told him, "Except one be born again, or anew, he cannot enter or see the kingdom of God." John 3, 3 and 5. Nicodemus was a Jew. He was a citizen of God's kingdom of Israel. Because of his fleshly birth, and Jesus told him a new birth was necessary to obtain the blessings to be offered in the gospel. Now, he was talking to a man. He wasn't talking to a woman prepared to have a child and talking about the child being born, but he's talking about a man being born again. Nicodemus was puzzled. How can a man be born when he's old? Jesus replied, "Except one be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Verses 4 and 5. To become a part of the new kingdom, a new birth is necessary. We are told that we are begotten by the gospel. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 15. And that God begat us with the word of truth. James 1 and verse 18. That word given by the Holy Spirit, John 14, 26, 16, 7 through 13, 1 Corinthians 2, 11 through 13, and 2 Timothy 3 and 16, is the seed by which we are begotten. Luke 8 and verse 11. But two elements were named by Jesus in this new birth. Water is one of them, and Spirit is the other. Urim and Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What did he say? Born of water and the Spirit. It is the same process described in different words, and Paul speaks of it in Romans 6:3-4. Are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. When one is born of water and the Spirit, he walks in the newness of life, which is precisely what Paul states occurs when one is baptized into Christ. Until one is led by the teachings of the Spirit to be baptized, he has not been born again. And as he states in Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. And the word regeneration is translated from the Greek word which means again born. So that's a new birth, isn't it? But he says that is the process that we must go through in faith and obedience in order to be a child of God. We are to be baptized to become new creatures, according to what we have just noticed. It follows that one who is born again is a new creature. He doesn't have to become one, he is one. And notice again in Romans 6 that Paul writes that we are baptized into Christ. We are raised and we walk. Where do we walk? We walk in newness of life. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the same thought is stated. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Until one is in Christ, he does not have new life and is not a new creature. After explaining the sacrifice of Christ on the cross as the means of our reconciliation, the apostle writes of being baptized into Christ, and that it is through this faith that obeys the commands that are set forth following the instructions that are given in the Word of God. And we put off the old man, we have become a new man, and are renewed unto knowledge after the image of him that created him. We are to be baptized in order to be saved from sin. All controversy over whether or not baptism is necessary to salvation is resolved by the Lord in his words when he records in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It is difficult to see how anyone can misunderstand that. The apostles all understood what Jesus meant, and they taught the same thing later. And Peter told honest inquirers, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38. Why be baptized? Unto the remission of sins, or for the remission of sins. That's what the Lord had said in Mark 16:16 also. And when the Lord sent Ananias to Saul to tell him what to do, he was told to arise and be baptized and wash away his sins, calling on the name of the Lord, Acts 22:16. To have suggested to Christians more than 1,900 years ago that baptism has nothing to do with being saved, as some say today, would have sounded strange indeed. While some say baptism doesn't save, the Apostle Peter said, baptism doth also now save us. Now, what part of that did you understand? 1 Peter 3:21. Why shouldn't he so write? Salvation is in Christ, and we are baptized into Christ. 2 Timothy 2:10, Romans 6:3-4. We are baptized to be cleansed by the blood of Christ. And some people do not see the connection between baptism and the blood of Christ, but there is this connection. How important is the blood of Christ? In Hebrews 9:22, he says, apart from the shedding of blood is no remission. In Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, our trespasses. Christ died on the cross and shed his blood that we might be cleansed from sin. A great throng is painted in Revelation 7 and verse 14. Here's the picture. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, Paul writes of the cleansing of the blood of Christ in Romans 5, verses 8 through 10, as well as in Romans 6, 3 and 4, in this way. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. We are reconciled to God through the death of His Son. Or are we all ignorant that all who were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? Where did He shed His blood? John 19, verse 34 says He's already dead. So He shed His blood in His death. How do we reach it? We're baptized into His death. That's how. And the Lord died on the cross, shed His blood and His death, that we might be baptized into His death. And how important is this blood? That's exactly how important baptism is. As important as the blood of Christ. When we are led by faith in the Lord to be baptized, notice the results. He said, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and having our body washed with pure water. Hebrews 10 and verse 22. How and when does the blood of Christ cleanse our heart? That verse answers that question. When our body is washed with water, baptism, our hearts are sprinkled from an evil conscience, cleansed by the blood of Christ. Until one is baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, he's not been cleansed by the blood of Christ at all. Why be baptized? Well, simply stated, to obey Christ, to be in Christ, to be a child of God, to be born of the Spirit, to be a new creature, to be saved from sin, to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Friends, if these reasons are important to you, then we urge you to arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. I hope you have received these lessons in the same love in which they were presented, and that you will obey while you have time and opportunity to do so in order to be saved.